It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Amid national unrest and a global pandemic, Democrats in Texas kicked off their convention yesterday. That pandemic has forced the event to go online, where it's planned to continue through Saturday. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports the current events set an unmistakable tone.
If you wanted to get a sense of the mood of Texas Democratic leaders, the place to look was not in Monday's opening speeches, but in the executive committee meeting that preceded them. During roll call, voice after voice answered.
Sustaining member in Black Lives Matter.
Pamela Cleveland, SD24 committee woman.
Sustaining member, say his name, George Floyd.
Party Chairman Gilberto Hinojosa took up that message in his remarks to the committee. He compared the outrage over Floyd's death to what he had seen as a high school student in 1968, following the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy, and the violence at that year's Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
As much as we're in shock, as much as we're upset, as much as we've seen terrible things happen, I think the way we have to approach this, I think we all agree, is we have to make a decision that as hard as we had decided to work for this election in November, we have to work even harder.
Hinojosa said the party couldn't afford to repeat what had happened in 1968, when internal divisions led to a loss of the White House to Richard Nixon. Party Vice Chair Carla Braley called this a pivotal moment for Democrats.
But I think it's very important to note that this is not the first time in history that we are experiencing this. And so as a party, we have the opportunity to be on the side of justice, of liberty, of equality.
Party Vice Chair for Finance Chris Hollins is the new Harris County Clerk. Hollins expressed feelings shared by many Texas Democratic leaders.
As a Black man, as the son of a police officer, and as someone who believes in the American ideal, you know, I'm hurt right now. I'm confused. I'm exhausted. And I know many of you are, too.
Afterwards, the names of 13 African-Americans either allegedly killed by police or who died in police custody silently scrolled on the screen, along with the message, "We will keep saying their names." The opening speeches that followed were pre-taped and focused largely on electing Democrats in November. Hinojosa and Braley accused Republicans of mismanaging the nation's response to coronavirus and the high rates of COVID-19 deaths among minorities. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.